Okay, hello and greetings, people of Earth. It is 8:39 a.m. here in Thornton, Colorado, which isn't actually Denver, but it is. It's just a little bit north. It's like a suburb of Denver. Anyway, today I wanted to talk a little bit about surrendering to the flow of life, which has been all that has been in my field lately, is just like, give it up, dude. Surrender. You talk all this stuff about flowing and the Tao and trusting the universe, and it's like, then there comes times where that really, really tests you. You know, the universe will test you. It's like, oh yeah, do you trust? Really? Okay. I got you. This is what the universe is telling me. It's like, yo, I got you. But you gotta go through something. You know what I mean? You gotta have your faith tested a little bit. Or else there's no fun. There's no fun in it. There's no point. Before we jump into this, I'll say, drinking my little concoction here. I know a lot of people ask what the concoction is, and it varies on where I am, but it usually is coffee, the best quality coffee I can find, usually Keto Brains or Malama Mushrooms. They actually have, both those companies have their own coffee. This is what I normally drink, but I ran out. So I'm drinking some other organic coffee, and then I add in my keto Brains Nootropic Creamer, and then I add in my Malama Mushrooms Cordyceps Cacao Mix. Been taking a little break from adding lion's mane in all my drinks, and just keeping it cordyceps for now, and then a reishi in the evening. If you want to pick up the mushrooms or the keto brains, that will be in the description below. Of course, like it's a given, but you know, add a couple little micros in there, some psilocybin microdoses, and you're good to go. Magic by Nexus, shout out. Anyway. I haven't had much of my coffee, so before we jump into this whole thing, I need to just sit here and have some coffee. It's one of my favorite rituals. And even if I'm taking a break from actual, like, coffee, I'll definitely still do the mushrooms and the keto brains. If I'm in California or somewhere where I have access to, like, raw dairy, I'll do raw milk and raw butter in there as well. You know, the internet's a strange place when you decide to document your entire life and put it out there for the world to see. It comes with a lot of wild energy, let's say. Because, like, think about it. I posted a video yesterday, bunch of people throwing judgment my way. It's like, yes, that is on a screen. It's a polarizing video. I mean, I asked for it. I'm not sitting here like the haters. I'm just saying, you know, what does it feel like to have thousands of people pissed at you? Think about it, because that's an energy thing. Like, when your partner or your friend is mad at you, you feel it. If somebody's upset with you, you feel it. If you don't feel it, you're lying to yourself, or you're numbing it, or maybe you're just not picking up on it. But if somebody's upset with you, angry at you, or judging you, you can feel it. So imagine compounding that by thousands. And yes, it's through a screen, so it brings it down a little, but it's such a strange thing to navigate through. Now I'm fine. I can still see how I'm like, oh my God, man. If I was living in these comment sections, I would be dead. I don't know how I'd ever be able to post another video again if I went through, because I reply to a lot of comments, but my rule of thumb is after an hour I'm done with that video, because then it just gets, that's where all the the crazy shit happens. Anyway. You guys catch me at a fun moment, and I think a lot of you can relate to where I'm at. You know, it's 8:30 in the morning. We got the coffee and the microdoses. It's all setting in, you know. We're like, getting settled in for the day. I have a couple one-on-one Zoom calls to do today. So I figured I would do this. I got about an hour and 15 minutes. I don't know how long we'll go here, but I just wanted to sit down and chat and catch up with you guys. I am hosting, how would you say this? I'm not hosting, I am organizing an ayahuasca retreat in the Sacred Valley of Peru last week of October. If you would like to come drink with me and some really, really amazing shamans, there's more info in the description. Come to Peru, hang out. We're going to be hanging out for, I think, 8 days, 7 days. 3 ayahuasca ceremonies, 1 San Pedro ceremony. It's going to be amazing. So if you would like to come do that with me, check out the link in the description. I will try to remember to put it there. Because that's one thing that I always say that. I'm going to link in the description. And then there's like no description at all. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about this surrender thing. Thank you guys for being patient with me. This is a funny podcast. I know I'm just, it's so early and I'm feeling mushroomy and coffee-y. And just feeling grateful, humbled, centered. You know, the universe has really, really humbled me the last few days. In a loving way. But there's no other way to learn lessons sometimes other than to go through something that's a little bit uncomfortable. So, as you guys know, I was supposed to be on my way to Laos right now. I was supposed to be in Thailand tonight. And then headed to Laos. And here I am in Denver. I'm going to attend some events. There's next week is the MAPS Psychedelic Conference, Psychedelic Science Conference. And I'm going to be hanging out with my friends, Psychedelic Assembly, on Tuesday. They're throwing a party. Check my Instagram for more info on that. That is Tuesday, 6:20, June 20th, here in Denver. Party. Shane Moss, comedian, might have seen him on Theo Von's podcast. He's crushing it. He's going to be there. And then some amazing music set. And I'm going to be there hanging out. Mushroomy is a motherfucker. Hanging out. So come see me. Come say what's up. Anyway, I'm in Denver. And, you know, so long story short, we're doing a one-day passport thing where basically you get your passport in a day. And what's involved in that is you have to have flights booked for out of the country within 14 days of calling the embassy and saying, I need an appointment. I'm leaving the country in 14 days. And then you have to have an array of documents arranged and ready. And in this case, that's for 3 of us, Ivy, Mackenzie, and I. And, you know, when you're doing that kind of thing, sometimes shit happens. And we weren't able to get into the appointment in time to get on the flights. And we had to push back our appointment. And what's funny is that exact day that happened, well, the day before we thought we were going to be getting our passports, I ended up on a call with Susie from the Psychedelic Assembly. And because I just wanted to get involved in, like, because, you know, I'm more of a communicator. I'm a bro, you could say, podcast bro. So, like, I'm not out here, like, with all the facts and the research and you know, devoting my life to the pharmacology of plant medicines and mushrooms and stuff like that. So I wanted to get involved with people who are really on the ground doing that sort of thing. And then and I've been putting that intention out there for a while. And then here comes Susie floating in. And anyway, now I'm in Denver. We literally hopped in the car and drove. Like, if this would have been my first time doing something like this, I might have been paralyzed. But my entire life, especially my entire adult life, has been a series, nothing else, but a series of letting go and jumping. You know, that really is like the psychedelic path, the path of the yogi is just the one of of letting go, of surrender, of jumping into the unknown. That's why I've been able to live so many lives by the age of 25, because I'm not clinging to anything. So we get the news, right, that we're not going. Like, that night, we're supposed to wake up early and go. And then that night, we're like, wow. And we literally look at each other and we're like, let's wake up in the morning and head to Denver. 19-hour drive. We were in Michigan at Davey's house. 19-hour drive. Let's go. We woke up and just headed there. Planning, telling the whole world, I'm going to be in Laos. Let's go. And then just being like, fuck it. It's out of my control. Of course, I was upset for a moment. You know, there's where you're like, we're, I don't even know if upset's the word, but like, I find myself like panicking to like try to make something happen. Who can I call? What can I do? What can we do? How can we make this work? And then it's just like, hold on. And then Mackenzie, you know, she's the best. She's just like, it's clearly not flowing. Like, if we have to bend and stretch and panic and it doesn't feel good, you know, there's no point. I don't want it. If it's, if I'm reaching, I don't want to reach for anything. I just want to stay quiet, stay centered, and allow what's meant for me to flow in. So here we are. 2 days of driving, cars packed, camping equipment, podcast equipment, clothes. Never even unpacked it from when I drove from Santa Barbara to Michigan, and that was weeks ago. Haven't even unpacked the car, really. Moved some things out, but we're just so mobile. See, like, this is what my life has become, to where just like on the drop of a hat, it's like, okay, cross the country again. It's my 10th time driving across the country. Like nothing. Like, it's nothing. It's so wild. It's so wild. I love the adventure. That's what I'm here to do. So anyway, this has been a big lesson of surrender to me, because I have never been more excited for anything in my life other than to get to Laos. It's all I've been thinking about. And then to have that just slip away right in front of me. And that's why I say the universe has been humbling me lovingly, because it's not like it's not happening. Okay. It's, what's the date today? The date today is June 16th. June 26th, so 10 days, we have an appointment here in Denver. We are getting it. And then on the 27th, we're flying out. And, you know, and we changed it up a little bit. Mackenzie's original plan was to stay in Europe. And then we realized, no, she actually needs to come to Thailand. We'll go hang out in Thailand for a little bit. And then I'll go do my solo thing in Laos. And, like, it all has to happen this way. All of the, you know, clients not paying on time and all kinds of things. Like, it all has to happen this way to get you to where you need to be. So the message is to let go and understand that you don't know. And that if the universe is taking away money from, it seems like seems like everything's falling apart. Oh my God, I don't have this, I don't have that. This person isn't showing up for me. This person fucked me. This fell through. Oh my God. It's like, in that moment, just breathe and be like, yeah. Yep. Yep. Where I need to be. It's exactly where I need to be. And if we can truly, truly, truly feel into and tap into that, our life can flow so much better. That's what I'm realizing. If we can just live in the knowing that we have everything we need when we need it. Because the truth is, if I would have, you know, I have a big payment coming in from a client, and I'm like, and it didn't come when I wanted it to come. But if it would have came when I wanted it to come, I wouldn't have ended up where I needed to be. I wouldn't have come to the realizations I needed to come to. I wouldn't have had this opportunity to come closer with my partner, my fiance, Mackenzie, and really, because in those moments, it forces you to look within and be like, okay, what are my intentions here? What am I doing this for? Why do I want this so quickly? Why am I in such a rush? These sorts of things. See you, Riley. Off to work? Savage. I got a lot of coffee left to drink. So yeah, baby. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now. I'm just rolling with it, flowing with it. I'm in complete surrender. I'm in complete surrender. And you know what's funny? It's like I could sit here and go in and on all the details of the last week, you know, right? But all it comes back to is I give up. I give up. And not I give up as in I'm not going to move forward. It's like, no, I'm going to continue to move forward. But I give up trying to make it my way. To give up on fixating on how it should look or how it's supposed to go. And just understanding that most things are not in our control. And if we want to live in the Tao, if we want to live in, you know, surrender to the wave, we have to let go and ride that wave. And to ride the wave, we have to get out of our own head, get out of our own way. You know, you can still use your head if you have a good relationship with it, but it's like for a lot of us, we just can't get out of our own fucking head, out of our own way. You know, we can't make decisions. We can't act on our highest timeline, on our highest truth, because we're thinking about everything involved, right? And the problem with that is the thoughts aren't based in reality or truth. The thoughts are based on all the things that we've ever... What's up, Josh? All the things we've ever... Yeah, there was a package came. Is that meat? No?
No, they're too... we messed up our food orders and got both companies in one day. Don't want that.
Good old Josh. That's Josh and then Riley. We're at Mackenzie's cousin's house in Thornton. It's like where we come in. It's like our little home base, like regroup. We're going to head out to the mountains and do some camping and stuff. But it's a great place. Love these peeps. And we're going to go camping this weekend, go to the lake. It's going to be really fun. And I'm happy to be here in Denver. And that's the thing is like, it's like if we can just let go and ride the wave, we can start to enjoy the ride. You know, like I could be all pissed off. I mean, this is only 2-3 days ago. I could be just like so pissed off about all of this. But instead, I rode the wave out here to Colorado. I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm just going to love and laugh and live. And cause there's nothing else to do, man. We spend so much time trying. Reaching, grasping, fighting. It's like, dude, just give up the fight. There's nothing to fight for, you know? In Taoism, Wu Wei, it doesn't mean non-action. It doesn't mean non-doing. It means non-forcing. So can we stop forcing and just let go and sit, tap into our truth, sit quietly? Because we do too much. Look out at nature. It's not constantly doing. It acts. It moves. But one thing in our current society that we really fucking struggle with is sitting and resting and being and reflecting. We have a really hard time with that. So I just try to do that, you know? I just try to tap into my truth, and then when an opportunity arises and it feels right, it feels in alignment, and it's flowing, then I will exert my energy and go all in. And go all in on that thing. And then I have maximum energy to devote towards it. As opposed to spreading myself thin to all these things. I gotta get in the gym. I gotta grind. I gotta put in 10 hours in the office. I gotta build my business on the back end. I gotta... It's like, oh, bro. That's way too much. Let's turn it down. This is for me. I'm talking to myself. I don't care what you do. Let's bring it down. Let's tap into this ecosystem here and nurture it. And then as opportunities present themselves, as paths open up, then we are full of life force and we can fucking dive head first and fucking go all in. You know? That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm really feeling like I want to fucking fight somebody. I want to like get back to jujitsu or something. You know, I'm a fucking 25-year-old male chimp, 6'2", 190 pounds, lean, mean, ready to go. And I haven't, you know, if you guys know, I was like heavily on steroids and stuff as a teenager. And psychedelics helped me get off. I've talked about it a million times. But I haven't worked out hard in years. And I don't really like want to go to the gym or anything. I want to go like fucking just wrestle somebody. I just want to wrestle somebody or something. I used to train jujitsu. I think about doing that. Just the problem is like I'm just traveling so much. I'm thinking what I'm gonna do is like when I get to Laos in 2 weeks, I'm just gonna like walk across the country or something. Like I need to like do something physical. I'm feeling the need to like do something really physical because I've been on like a philosophical mode the last few years. You know. Just like a podcasting, like reflecting, meditative kind of state for the last few years. But I'm ready to fucking exert some energy. I'm ready to. Yesterday, I just had a wave of emotions come over me, and I have this big black trash bag with all my camping equipment in it. I was just like, punching it. It felt so good. It felt so good. What's funny is in our society, somebody hears that and they go, oh, this guy's got fucking anger problems. And it's like, one, I never, ever do that. But I was like, it's like, no, I realized when I was doing that, I was like, dude, this is healthy. This is fucking healthy. Instead of getting out of the car, going inside and taking that frustration or just that yucky energy and then projecting that onto my fiance, the people around me, my kids, my career here, hopping on a podcast, like with this energy stuck in me when I can just punch a bag and get it out. We need outlets. We need outlets. We don't have a lot of those in the modern world. Like last night, I was just watching this on Netflix, Big Cats. It was an hour of just the best fucking footage of big cats ever. The newest, best technology footage of big cats. All the way from snow leopards to Siberian tigers and lions and pumas and all of it. And I'm like, dude, this is us. We're just a little bit more evolved than this. Yes, we can build shelters and microphones and things like this. We know how to cook food. But like that, those primal ways of being are still in us, right? And like, does that mean that I need to go like fucking like or like a fucking lion? Not per se. But we're okay. So like, think about this. The point I'm trying to make is like, we're living in a world where human beings are raised going to daycare and then to preschool and then to school and then to a job, all without ever taking their fucking shoes off, touching their feet to the earth, all without ever drinking some good quality spring water, all without understanding the importance of silence and reflection and meditation and good quality food and all this stuff. How to outlet, how to handle your emotions, how to deal with thoughts, we don't know any of this. We're just helpless. We're in these little boxes and we're in these sterile worlds and where if you're feeling a bit of anxiety, we give you a drug to numb it. It's ridiculous, and we're supposed to just be cordial and quiet, and then you look out at nature, and it's just constantly expressing itself. Nature is constantly expressing itself. What's up? Morning. Awesome. You're going to the lake tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right? I think we're going to come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What time are you guys going today? Okay. Probably tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. Probably tomorrow. Get some more rest. See ya, Elika. She's like, what's going on? Karaoke. Okay. 9:05. Oh, we got time. We got time. The internet's a crazy place, people. Oh, God. It's just interesting to hear how people look at their life or whatever you're taking. You know, yesterday I posted a video on Eben's page. For those of you who don't know Eben Britton, I run his like social medias. It's my boy, and I help him out in that way. And posted a clip on TikTok yesterday of him talking about how he has no advice for anybody. We were talking, it was on my podcast, episode 71, him and I did together, our most recent. And we were talking, he was talking in the clip about, maybe I should just play it. Maybe this would be fun. I have two phones, so here, we might as well see if you guys can hear this.
None of this matters. You don't have to do any of this. If your daily routine is like, step outside, walk through the grass barefoot, jump into a fucking lake, have a coffee, smoke a cigarette, and you're ready to rock and roll, and you're totally engaged and flowing with your life. Yeah, bro. Sounds like you got it covered. I have no advice for you. Mm-hmm. I have no advice for anyone in general.
No, me either.
Find a way to live, dude.
That's all it is.
We need more people on this planet who are fucking living.
That's it.
We need more people on this planet who are fucking living. And so basically what he's saying there is we talk, particularly him. I don't want to, because we're very different. He talks a lot about like practices and different modalities, meditation, yoga, breath work, different, you know, dietary things, right? He has a whole book about it. And what he was saying is like, none of that matters. The whole book, throw it all out. If you are engaged, if you're flowing, if you're present with your life, I have no advice for you. Like, what do you want from me? And I love it. I think it's an amazing clip. It's like, dude, like, all that matters is what works for you. It doesn't matter about what all the people on Instagram are doing or this meditation or that. If you're not doing this, then you're, it's just like, bro, if you found what works for you and you continue to dial that in, it's all that matters. Me personally, I did hit a joint before this, so that's why I'm like, just so you guys know. Me personally, you know, I don't have like a routine or anything like that. I don't wake up at the same time every day. I'm in a new bed every night, you know. So I find what works for me, which is breathing and coffee and you know, just doing, being in my world. I love my life, you know. I'm really grateful to be in a place where I just love my life. Like, I guess it's like when you're going to like work or you're doing something that maybe you don't want to be doing, it's like the morning routine is very important. The morning routine used to be very important to me, and the practices, the meditation and all that, when I was first starting to let go. Because like I feel like the spiritual journey is basically it goes in lots of phases, but like the first is realizing that everything you're doing is counter intuitive to how a divine being would behave in the world. So then you have to stop doing those things, and then your person, your ego, your mind freaks out, and then so you have to find new things
to do.
To fill that space and to, and you know, the best thing you can do, or the thing that I did, the best, what the fuck do I know? What I did was meditate a lot and get really quiet, lots of breath work, lots of cold therapy in the lake in Ohio. I mean, it's all documented on YouTube 2-3 years ago. You can go watch this stuff, see where I was at then. This stuff was really important, like waking up and making sure I was doing 6 rounds of Wim Hof and doing my cold showers and going on a run. Like, that shit really served me. I can't sit here and lie. You know, you guys are seeing me in just one phase of my life. You're just seeing me because, like, I've been putting out content for years and years and years and years, and now only are lots of people paying attention. Like, you're seeing me in a certain phase where it just seems where I'm like, blah, 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 fuck meditation, fuck this, fuck that, I'm just gonna smoke weed. And it may seem like that, but if you're judging me off a 30-second clip, like what happened yesterday, yeah, it's easy to do that. But if you go to my YouTube channel, you go to my Instagram, you scroll down, my TikTok, you're gonna be like, oh shit, this dude's been about it for years. Dude, when I go all in on something, I go all in. I was an all-in meditator, completely off of cannabis, all of that, like all-in Wim Hof. Like, it's all documented. And that really served me at a time, and then it didn't. And that's fine. And then you move on to the next thing. And right now, I'm in a really tight relationship with psilocybin and with cannabis. And I'm and that's... You know, it's just so crazy how people are like judging me. It's like, dude, that's what I've built all of this, like, in tandem, in collaboration with the spirit of the mushroom and of the plants. Like, that's what I love. That's what I'm drawn towards. And that's what fills my heart up is these beautiful, beautiful plants. Fungus isn't a plant, but... So yeah, that's it. We'll wrap it up there. That's the moral of the story. Do what feels good. Find what feels good and just do that. Just do that. You don't have to be part of any club or any clique or... You know, one of the best things I did was turn the fucking podcast off, you know? Turn your Joe Dispenza, your Andrew Huberman, all that shit, just turn it off. It's like, you got enough information. You have enough information. Now let's do something with it. Let's actually live. Let's actually feel into what feels good to us while having a memory bank of knowledge up in the head that we can access. We've all listened to all the podcasts and all the things, and all the Ram Dass, all of this. And it's like, let's turn it off. This is me talking to myself again. I don't care what you do. But for me, this is like probably 6 months ago, I had to realize, like, okay, let's turn it off. It's not that I don't visit it every once in a while, but it's like, let's just tune into you. Like, what do you think? We know what Ram Dass and Joe Rogan think. What do you think? How do you feel? And that's been one of the most liberating things I've ever done. Very freeing and very empowering. So, stillness, surrender, flow. What we're after, baby. Not after, but that's what we are. What's the way to word that? Because we don't want to reach. That's the way of being that a divine being can choose to behave in. How about that? Because it doesn't matter what you do. There's infinite ways it can go down. Gone and Gone Beyond. Phenomenal band. They have a whole song called You Can't Go Wrong. No matter which way you go, you can't go wrong. So, wow. What a little morning drop-in this was. I'm going to get ready. Got some calls. It's a beautiful day. I'm really grateful to be able to do this, to be able to talk and hang out with you guys and reach people. I did this for a long time where nobody was listening and... Feels really good to have you guys here. I'm glad you're here. You can find more of me anywhere. Spotify, Apple, YouTube. The podcast is on all those places. YouTube, I do lots of other stuff. Shorter videos, vlogs. Instagram, TikTok. I'm doing it, baby. We're doing it. It's fun. So anyway, love you guys. I'll keep you updated. Denver's going to be cool next 10 days. I'm going to definitely vlog some of it. Definitely probably meet up with some cool people in town this week and do some podcasts. I have two podcasts in the bank ready to drop right now. The next one will be with Dakota Wint and Davey Reed. 2 hours. Really good. So stay tuned for that. That'll be my next video here on YouTube. Love you guys. Be sure to subscribe. Show support to the YouTube channel. Putting a lot of intention into this, trying to get it popping. So thank you guys. Peace.